Live. We are launching into the third hour of this program. You can dial in toll-free, as always, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733 as we go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Daryl in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, I want to talk about presidential candidates saying stupid things.
There's no shortage of that. Go ahead.
I'm not referring to Rick Perry and his stumble about not knowing what department he wanted to eliminate. I'm actually talking about a libertarian presidential candidate that put like 27 people's feet in his mouth, literally.
Open mouth, insert shoe store, right? That's how it goes.
He inserted, yeah, like the entire shoe store.
But now, wait, is this recent?
Yes, recently, November 8th.
Okay, I don't even know who the Libertarian candidates are at this point. So,
right now, there are about five that are declared.
Okay.
Roger Gary, Lee Wright, Carl Person, R.J. Harris, and Bill Still are the ones that...
Never heard of any of them.
George Phillies isn't running?
Give him time, Mark.
Phillies is not running.
Okay.
There's a draft Phillies campaign, but he has so far said that he's not going to run.
Okay. So what did this? Who was it, and what did he say?
Carl Person was asked about victimless crimes. And instead of just saying, you know, prostitution, drug use, and anything else that has no victim, that, you know, you're the only person that could possibly be harmed, he included bestiality.
Oh, wow.
As a victimless crime.
Wow. Yeah, you didn't have to go there.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think people should be locked in jail for it, but I think that most people would agree that it's not right to do that.
Yeah, it's really distasteful.
Well, and the article was posted on Independent Political Report, and there's been very lively discussion. And it's gotten into whether animals have rights,
mm-hmm,
and whether or not animals can consent.
A fine question. Do animals have rights? I say that...
And I'd love to get your opinion on that, especially since you're talking about something that caused controversy, and this obviously has caused some controversy.
Okay, so I would say that animals don't have rights in the way that humans have rights. However, I think you can treat an animal in an immoral fashion. You know, and I don't go for that, don't like it or anything like that. This is a really tough question, and these are not the easy questions of sort of libertarianism. One has to ask, well, what about chimpanzees? They've been shown to be able to handle language, and you know that they can have self-recognition, things like this.
Chimpanzee consent.
What's that?
Could the chimpanzee give consent?
The fact is, the chimpanzee can rip your arms off of your body and beat you to death with them. So I would say yes. In fact, a chimpanzee can consent.
Well, and to go back to what you were saying before, Mark, I mean, you look at animals, I think that most people underestimate the intelligence of animals. And you look at birds, for instance, there's the example that shows that birds know how to fashion tools and utilize them. There was they like put a bug down in the bottom of a jar and the bird couldn't get at it with its beak, but it picked up like a pipe cleaner or something like that and bent it so it was able to go and scoop it up. Or there's some story like that out there. There's like an amazing story. And then, of course, I've had personal experiences with my own pets where they've just, you know, been very impressive to me at what they can learn and how smart they are. I don't think that means that they have any concept of what consent is. And I think that the reason why what you said, Mark, was that libertarianism, and I consider myself a voluntarist, but the ideas of libertarianism break down down when it comes to animals, because it's an idea between humans. I mean, the idea of human interaction and how best to facilitate that is what libertarianism addresses, or voluntarism, I think, addresses better, because the term libertarian has really been, I think, broken down by, you know, people like this guy that you're talking about that don't exactly get out there with a real good, clear, principled message of what it is they're trying to communicate.
It's a tough position.
So I think that that it's important to point out here, and I'm interested, Nemi, in what you think about this, but I think that on the issue of rights, again, rights are just an idea. They don't actually exist.
Right.
It's just
rights
a concept.
Rights are agreements to, and you know, the basis of the agreement is to respect other peoples that have the same thing. And I can tell you that most animals don't have those same
They won't respect your rights, right? They're going to take your food if they get it. They're going to kill you if they could and eat your innards.
Some.
Right.
They're
instinct-driven. And I think that animals do work out arrangements by themselves. I have two dogs in my house right now. They've worked it out. One is the alpha, one is not. One sleeps on the couch, one does not. You know, I think animals are much different.
Do they have rights?
Yes, I'm a bleeding heart. I say animals absolutely do have
rights.
What
are those rights? Are they the same rights as humans? Obviously.
Oh, God, no.
So they have limited rights.
I think your answer, Mark, was absolutely fantastic, right? Honestly, because
I'm willing
not to
even go for limited rights.
Do.
That they, you know, that, you know, if you want to call it limited rights, they have the right not to be tortured.
Yes.
But that's really, for me, where it sort of ends, because other people would say they have the right not to be killed. And
others would say they have the right not to be taken into your home.
But yeah, there's all kinds of if you believe animals have rights, we tend to go down this little merry trail.
Right, so where do you draw the line, and who draws it?
You know, and I don't know the answer. That's why I say they don't have rights, but I believe you can treat them in an immoral fashion.
I think that the difference there is that it's not a right because it can't be reciprocated. So animals should be respected as living beings who have feelings and can hurt. And
well said. And I don't think that bestiality is necessarily a victimless crime.
I think that everything, and I was talking about this on the Occupy Keen group on Facebook today, because somebody was accusing, you know, libertarians of being very individualist. And again, I don't accept the term libertarian. I said, well, I'm a voluntarist, and while I believe in individual rights, I also, because that's all it is, it's just a belief. I believe in individual rights because it's valuable to humans to have rights. At the same time, I also think everything's interconnected. I think that that we're all essentially part of one big, amazing organism that is connected. Everything's connected to everything else. So I like the viewpoint that what you do to someone else, or in this case, something else, a dog or a cat or some other beast, you're doing to yourself.
It matters. Yeah, it matters.
That's a good point as well, Ian.
So 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Amanda calling from Manchester, New Hampshire. Amanda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I can't believe I just heard that conversation.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I thought it was a good conversation.
Well,
these are important issues.
I was calling to update you guys on the Basket Brigade. It's really exploded. It's going really well.
Now, this is a charity that you've put together. You're a Free State Project participant here in New Hampshire. Am I correct about that?
Absolutely.
And you are living in the Manchester area. You've decided that you want to do a charitable thing for your activism recently. And so you've come up with an idea that is going to put baskets full of food into needy families' hands for Thanksgiving.
That's basically it.
So how did it blow up?
Well, I think by Friday, we had about $200 in donations, and I'd originally set up the chip-in as a backup plan in case I didn't get enough volunteers who wanted to actually go to the store and buy the stuff for the baskets themselves and, like, deliver the baskets personally. You know, I was kind of worried about, well, maybe flaking out or just not having enough interest,
mm-hmm.
and so that's originally why I had the chip-in set up, and that was the backup plan. And then I posted on Facebook on the event that I had the initial list of addresses and how many families we were going to feed and how many people and so forth, and it just took off. And within a few hours, the donations were up, I think, $150. And I ran the math, and I realized that we could pay for all of the baskets and not require anyone to do any personal shopping with just another $100 in donations. and it just kept going. So we got the extra $100 donations, made the minimum to cover those baskets.
Incredible. Hang on, Amanda. We'll bring you back in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. Great activism. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 16, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,773.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,817.44, $908.72 for a half ounce, or $454.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,817.44, $908.72, and $454.36.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. And Nemi got something special tonight here besides her crossbreed holster. She's been getting all kinds of fun stuff tonight.
It's like Christmas.
It's like Christmas.
She's got some physical bitcoins from Roger over at memorydealers.com.
Yeah, Roger sent us some, and we want to make sure he wants people to start using these things. And so he sent some to us and to sort of pass out, and they're pretty cool. They're
funky looking, absolutely. Yeah, I think they're great.
They've got the one bitcoin coin there where it's got all kinds of security stuff on it, that kind of thing. There's a 25 bitcoin coin, which is sizable and
gold plated.
Yeah, is this one also gold
plated? As I understand it.
Yeah, the 100 bitcoin bar is also gold plated.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty impressive. You've been playing with it all evening. You claimed that for yourself.
It's very nice.
As if being in the first chair allows you to take whatever you want. But they're unusual. Bitcoins are the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated. And you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. MemoryDealers.com is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but they can also be transferred back in a normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. Be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at MemoryDealers.com. It's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so 855-453 is the number here. Of course, Mark, you and I, we are members of the Free State Project, participants in the Free State Project. We moved to
signers is the term they use.
We used to call it participants, yeah, but anyway, we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I mean, you were born and raised here. And
we call you movers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We call you pre-staters.
Right on.
Some might call us carpetbaggers, interlopers, or
carpetbaggers came to rip people off.
Yeah.
So using a carpetbagger is just a pejorative term that, the fact is...
Well, the people that don't like us...
Most of New Hampshire is people that aren't from here. So what are they going to call us?
Yeah.
Call everybody a carpetbagger.
Flatlanders, too. They call them
in the hills. I mean, you're the one who lives in the flatland.
I think they mean that you're from the flatland is the idea. You're coming from the flatland.
Yes, well,
is this an indictment?
They do.
Have I been called here to answer on behalf of my fellow natives?
The hill people, they charge me taxes, so I think that they have to consider me part of the club then.
So, anyway, my point is, we moved here as part of the Free State Project, Mark and I, and as have hundreds and thousands of other like-minded people. And the purpose is to get active, to achieve as much liberty in our lifetime as possible. Some people, like Nemi, like that and appreciate the fact that people who love liberty are coming here to New Hampshire. And others don't like it because they hate freedom and they want to see it die.
Threatens their power.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're not going to make everybody happy when you take a stand for liberty. But sometimes as an activist, you don't have to be political. You don't have to, write letters to the editor. You don't have to do civil disobedience. There's also the helping the community aspect of being an activist, and I think that's an important aspect.
Very powerful.
Too. And Amanda's calling from Manchester, which is a real activist destination, simply because it's the biggest place in New Hampshire, and so there's a real good core group of liberty activists living out there. In fact, they just launched a blog, freemanch.com. Actually, they relaunched the blog. They tried launching it a year ago, and it didn't go anywhere. But now it looks like they're serious about it this time. And they're serious about doing some real great outreach to the community in the form of, donations and contributions. And in this case, what you're calling, Amanda, the Basket Brigade, it's something that you picked up from motivational speaker Tony Robbins, as I recall from your last call where you were explaining what it is. And basically, you're putting together baskets full of food that you'll be delivering to needy families for the Thanksgiving holiday. And you're saying that it's blown up bigger than you expected.
Absolutely, yeah. What started out as a $250 backup plan shipping is now over $1,000 in donations.
Wow.
And as a result, we're going to be feeding more than 150 people. I haven't finished totaling up all the numbers, at least 50 families in the Concord area.
That's incredible.
The coolest part is that the majority of these families, they're vegetarians. They won't be getting the traditional turkey dinner. They're going to be getting groceries. But
wait. Point of clarification. All of the dinners are vegetarian or some of the families are vegetarian?
The majority of the baskets that we're delivering are vegetarian because they're going to some Hindu families.
Oh.
And they're political refugees. And this, I just learned about this today talking to a lady, their English teacher at the agency that's giving me the addresses. I learned that they're actually, the reason that they're political refugees is because in their home country of Bhutan, B-H-U-T-A-N, I had never heard of it, they were thrown out and all of their property was taken from them because of their ethnicity, their religion, and their language.
Oh my.
And they spent, I really can't believe this, they spent 17 years like living in bamboo huts in Nepal until they eventually came here for a better life. So it's really extra special that the Free Staters are helping them because we totally understand where they're coming from.
Yeah. And liberty activists that are worth their principle tend to support people coming here making a better life for themselves as opposed to closing down borders and such. So that's great news. How did you get the names? Like, how did you, I mean, had you done this before somewhere, or is this your first time doing a basket brigade?
Yeah, that's actually the most special part of this for me is in April, my dad died really unexpectedly, and I was just destroyed. And for about 13 years in Dallas, he's organized his own basket brigade, and it's grown for him from one basket in the first year to now 300 baskets he does every year. But, of course, now he's gone.
Mm.
And I was a couple months ago reflecting and thinking, man, you know, what are we going to do? All of his friends, all these people that he's looped into it that are doing it with him, they're going to do it without him. And I was kind of sad and thinking, I want to do a basket brigade here. And then it hit me that I'm a Free Stater, and I have this huge community of people to reach out to, and I know that they support private charity. And it just took off from there. So it's really special to me that I get to honor my dad and what he did in Dallas with the Basket Brigade by doing the same thing here.
I would be interested to know what advice you would have for someone else who's interested in doing this in their own location.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I got really lucky being a Free Stater and having a friend that supports the whole concept. I mean, I think if I'd have tried to do this in Dallas, where I know like five people that I met in high school, you know, it would have fallen on its face.
So being well networked is important. So let's say that someone is well networked. Like, for instance, you know, maybe we want to see the Basket Brigade spread across New Hampshire at the very least. How do you get the names? How do you reach out to, you know, the people to find out who needs the food? What do you go to, like, the local food bank, or what do you do?
It was quite a headache. Actually, there's a list of suggestions on the AnthonyRobbinsFoundation.org website. And I called a ton of places, and it just so happens that Carla, the president of the Free State Project, is connected to a particular agency that I'm not going to name because I don't really know if they want to be associated with the FST publicly. But she has she works with these people that help the refugees. And she got me hooked up with them. And then I also contacted another agency in Concord at the suggestion of someone on Facebook that saw the event.
And what kind of agencies are these? Are they like food banks or the Salvation Army?
They're religious private charities.
Very good. Amanda, thanks for the update. Can folks go, is it basketbrigadenh.org to help out?
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com, including features, including, by the way, the BBS, where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. If you haven't been to the BBS in a while, it had kind of dropped off in popularity due to overwhelming troll content. The trolls are now under more control. You actually have the ability to control your own posts. You can delete people's responses to your post if you don't like it. So if somebody posts something that is inappropriate, just get rid of it. And that'll probably dissuade the trolls pretty quickly. Plus, the moderators now have more ability to moderate, so you should find the Free Talk Live BBS a more friendly place. BBS.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project Liberty Forum is the 23rd to the 26th this year's motto is Lighting the Path to Liberty.
Oh, cool.
It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be part of it. It'll be held in the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. So far, the speakers include... Who do you want to mention, Ian?
Jody Emery. I'm so jazzed about her. She is so awesome. She's going to be there. John Lott from... by the way, Jody Emery, the lovely wife and so talented wife of Mark Emery, the heroic marijuana legalization and general freedom advocate. Mark Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, who's currently in prison in the United States for 5 years for selling seeds on the internet. So, I mean, she's got an amazing story to tell. That's going to be great. John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime. That's a huge book that has been cited all over the Liberty Movement as, you know, statistical examples of how it is that having more guns in an area owned by responsible people lowers the amount of violent crime. So he's going to be there, and of course that's always good information. And there's a bunch more people that I honestly don't know who they are, but I'm sure they'll have very interesting things to say.
You know, a lot of times it's the ones you've never heard of. You go to the event, you're like, wow!
Well, we were told this Joel Salatin guy, who's one of the keynote speakers, is just amazing.
Well, wasn't he on the Food, Inc. movie? Wasn't he?
I've not
that?
Seen it. Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Anyway, I passionately defend small farms, local food systems, and the right to opt out of the conventional food paradigm.
I mean, if Chris Lawless, the organizer of the Liberty Forum, thinks this guy is good enough to be a keynote speaker, he's got to be great.
He says all the things that I want to do are illegal, but he's just referring
like
to,
my kind of
to
guy.
Growing food. And it's amazing, and providing people with food. So it's you can get a discount off the already low early bird price with coupon code FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. If you're going, you want to put this together now. Do not screw around, because it's all about
the hotel might sell out.
Hotel rooms, it's you know, it happens.
You don't want to be in a hotel down the road.
Yep.
You don't want to be the party and the fun and the convention is focused in this one hotel, and it's really convenient to be able to stumble up to your room at night if you go to one of the late night parties.
I am thoroughly stoked to go to Liberty Forum.
You've never been, right?
I have never been.
Yeah, so this is going to be fun. It's like what, the fifth one? Sixth one?
Yep.
Ever?
I don't know, something like that.
Because we went did we go in 06? No, we didn't. We went in 07. So it was the first one was in 2007. And now it's going to be 2012, so I guess it'll be the sixth one? I'm not counting correctly.
It says now in its fifth year.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, because I forgot to skip the year, because they skipped this year, because there was an issue with the
it's
organization.
It's not an accurate statement, then. It's in its sixth year, the fifth Liberty Forum.
In 6 years.
In 6 years,
right.
Yeah.
Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use code FTL2012. You'll save 10%. We'll see you there, because we're going to be broadcasting live. We wouldn't miss it. It's an absolute blast. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. You know, Nemi, you had mentioned that there is news. Now, I don't generally like talking about proposals of politicians, because, you know, most of them don't make it through. They don't end up turning into law. But sometimes it's interesting to just put it out there, just to go into the minds of these people, just to look at what some of these politicians want for America. And you've got a story about Match.com and other internet dating sites. You know, however you feel about internet dating is one thing, but a lot of people use these websites, and they're very popular, and some people have had a lot of success with them.
This article is from CNET, and it's regarding the Department of Justice. It's saying lying on Match.com needs to be a crime. The U.S. Department of Justice today, and I don't have an updated release from them yet, this is a news release from yesterday, saying the U.S. Department of Justice is defending computer hacking laws that make it a crime to use a fake name on Facebook or lie about your weight in an online dating profile at a site like Match.com.
Wait. It's already... I thought this was a proposal.
Yes, it is.
This is already a criminal act?
No. They want to actually make it a felony, as I understand it, but it already is a misdemeanor.
A misdemeanor?
Federal prosecutors don't go after misdemeanors.
It's illegal, but nothing's being done about
it. Unless it's a high-profile case, and I believe this is coming about from the Meghan Meyer, Lori Drew...
Not the girl that killed herself?
Right.
The 13-year-old girl?
Right, and the only way they were able to charge her was not with a felony, but with several misdemeanors for breaching the terms of service with MySpace.
Yeah, but what's the point of... I mean, that's not even a crime. I mean, that's a civil situation, breaching a terms of service.
In a statement,
what are the damages?
In a statement obtained by CNET that's scheduled to be delivered today, the Justice Department argues that it must be able to prosecute violations of websites' often ignored, always unintelligible terms of service policies.
Jeez, you got to be kidding me.
The law must allow prosecutions based upon a violation of terms of service or similar contractual agreement with an employer or provider.
Unbelievable.
Richard Downing, the Justice Department's deputy computer crime chief, will tell U.S. Congress today.
So I use an interesting question here. My name really isn't Mark Edge. Sorry to tell you guys. My Facebook page is under Mark Edge, which is my radio name. And I would have to ask, does this make me a liar? I can do it on the radio. I can't do it because there's a lot of people. Most actors in Hollywood, if they portray themselves by their actor name, that's not their name. Charlie Sheen's last name is Estevez. These people have fake names. That's the part of their industry.
Well, a lot of people use different names for various different reasons,
yes,
depending on their circumstance. In New Hampshire, there's a Supreme Court decision here that says that as long as you're not doing it for fraudulent purposes, it's not illegal to call yourself whatever you want to.
That's right.
I can't get the other courts to recognize their own Supreme Court decision and recognize my chosen name of Ian Freeman, but nonetheless, there is a Supreme Court decision that says that. So how will that interact with this? Is the federal government just going to basically say, well, screw the New Hampshire Supreme Court, you need to use your legal name, and or else we're going to charge you with a felony, or what?
What makes this possible is a section of the CFAA, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, that was never really intended to be used. It's a general purpose prohibition on any computer-based act that, quote-unquote, exceeds authorized access.
So they're claiming they never intended to use it this way, but this is how laws end up working.
Right, exactly.
They pass some law, it's got all kinds of provisions, and then it's interpreted differently by the intentions of the original writers are not what the intentions of the bureaucrats are who are interpreting it, and so therefore its interpretation becomes much wider and wider over time, and before you know it, you get people being put in prison cells for urinating and having them being called sex offenders. And it's just crazy.
To the Justice Department, this means that a website's terms of service define what's quote-unquote authorized or not, and ignoring them can turn you into a felon.
It's despicable.
It's crazy. I mean, what do you do with that?
Well,
somebody writes something in their terms of service, and now I'm a felon as a result?
I remember several years ago, there was a company that came out and said, in our terms of service, you agreed to, we bought your soul.
Your soul, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was a great demonstration of exactly how many people didn't read the terms of service.
Who does?
I don't. So the article makes a great point. On the other hand, because millions of Americans likely violate terms of service agreements every day, you'd have a lot of companies.
I'll
see you guys in hell.
Terms of service aren't even read by the people that put them up. I mean, I bet they're probably read by the guy.
The lawyer.
Some computer guy says, I'll just add the human soul in here. And nobody even reads it. Even the lawyers don't read
it. The lawyers are probably copying and pasting.
They're copying and pasting.
Yeah, they're taking boilerplate.
And they're getting the longest one they can. Oh, well, this one has even more. And to the point that they get longer and longer and longer as time goes by.
855-450-FREE. They're probably going to use this selectively as far as his prosecution.
Sure,
but nonetheless, it's scary what this idea is. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here with you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free. But once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you'd like to support the show, become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in. We'll combine it together with other people's contributions, and we'll use that money to propagate Free Talk Live. You know, we actually talked earlier in the show tonight about how a few radio stations, it's one cluster, so really it was the same program director for four stations, but one group of stations dropped Free Talk Live because somebody complained about us. They claim it wasn't because of that one complaint, but their claim was they never heard anything good about Free Talk Live, which is funny because in other markets in the South, this was in Jackson, Tennessee, and other markets in the South, we're number one. Charleston, South Carolina, we're number one. Florence, Alabama, we're number one.
We do real well in Indianapolis, too, right?
Pretty well there, too. Yeah. I don't know if that's really the South, but nonetheless.
When we can get ratings for Free Talk Live, Free Talk Live, you know, rules in the ratings.
They tend to be good.
They may or may not agree with our message, but they listen to it.
Right. So, but my point here is the thing about the AMP program is we wouldn't be on 100-plus stations at all if it weren't for the Free Talk Live AMP program. And if some calamity were to happen and a bunch of stations were to say, we can't have this pro-peace message on the air anymore, you're all done, and we're down to like 20 stations or something like that, obviously we wouldn't be able to make as much revenue from, say, advertising in
Absolutely.
That particular case. So it's great to have the Free Talk Live AMP program because it's another, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket when it comes to finances. So it's another way to help Free Talk Live and to connect directly with us. The internet has allowed us and other shows, like the other shows you might hear over at LRN.FM, for instance, to connect directly with their listeners. Stefan Molyneux, for instance, from Free Domain Radio. Mark, you just spent some time with him on the cruise just a little while ago. He was able to quit his job because he accepts donations directly through his website, and Free Talk Live accepts contributions through the Free Talk Live AMP program, which we use for promoting the show and getting us on more radio stations so we can expose the ideas of liberty and peace to as many people as possible. So the Free Talk Live AMP program is one of the most critical aspects of this show. And thank you to everybody who has ever contributed to the AMP program, and to everyone who is contributing, and to everyone who has yet to contribute. amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, thanks to SACL CAI, one of the biggest and most long time supporters of Free Talk Live, Jason Osborne, the principal over there. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI will do that for you. Their banner is the top one on the right hand side of the page. They'll do it with respect to your customers. It's SACL CAI.
You know, it would be awesome if the complaining party who complained to certain advertisers of ours, certain national advertisers, I would have loved it if they'd written to Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. Can you imagine his response to that guy?
It would be amusing.
I would read that on the air in a heartbeat. So, 855-450-FREE is the number here. We just, Nemi, you just finished telling us that the federal government, the so-called Justice Department, is basically saying they want to make felonies out of what is apparently already a misdemeanor. And I guess I'd heard this, but I didn't take it seriously, that apparently it's already a violation of federal law to violate the terms of service on a website.
Yes, the law in question,
which is crazy,
is the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, in which has been used by the Justice Department to prosecute a woman who used a fake MySpace account to verbally attack and bully a 13-year-old girl who then committed suicide.
Tragic story.
It is. It is. And I think...
But bullying has been going on for a long time.
Long time.
And kids are... You know, it's tough to be a teenager and be awkward and go through these things. And I think that to blame the internet for this girl's death is inappropriate.
They're trying to go after the woman, but one would... Okay, so this is a juvenile act by this woman, and terrible, and likely she's going to pay the price.
Meaning masquerading as a cute boy online,
right,
and then turning the tables on the little girl and saying, ha-ha, I think you're ugly and you suck.
But, yeah, and it was just disgusting what she did, but you got to wonder what's the mental condition of somebody that would kill themselves over an online boyfriend whom they've never met.
Not very good. This is someone who clearly has not been taught to, sticks and stones will break your bones.
Well, whether they've been taught it or not is one thing. Whether they've internalized it is another entirely. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that the mental condition of a person in that state can't be good, right?
Right. And the idea that some law or some legislation is going to change this. And it hasn't. I mean, everyone's still using handles on the internet.
Well, sure. And even in Lori Drew's case, the charges that they applied to her, they charged her with, they were dropped.
Really?
So it wasn't even effective. And that's where they're coming from on this story. It says, because MySpace's terms of service prohibit impersonation, Drew was convicted of violating the CFAA, and her conviction has later been thrown out. So she faces no charges in this girl's death. But the Justice Department says, oh, you know what? We want to be able to do this better next time. Hmm. So we're just going to come in and say nobody can lie on the internet.
And they want to make it a felony.
That's right.
Now, do they need legislation to change that? I would imagine they would.
They have legislation already. I mean, it's a misdemeanor. They need legislation to change it to a felony.
Felony.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
So this the release that's supposed to be coming out today, they are... presenting their case. They're not actually proposing the legislation yet. They're just kind of easing out this announcement that, hey, we're going to go after people, or we reserve the right to go after people who use a false identity in our definition on the internet.
It's okay. We're the government.
Right.
Wow. It's just really frightening. Now, we know based on how they actually enforce these internet laws like copyright and all these other things, it's supposedly illegal to share files. And now and then they'll pick somebody out and go after them. But they're not going after the 2 million people or whatever it is that are currently using torrents.
Usually if they do go after somebody, the record companies have investigated anyway, right?
It's usually initiated by the
MPAA
record companies. Yeah, that's right. So it's almost like they just want to have all these violent tools in their toolbox so when they finally find somebody that they can, like a Wesley Snipes, they don't go after all the tax, the people that don't pay taxes, they just go after him and Willie Nelson, or whoever. I mean, I know they're going after other people, but those are the ones they promote. Those are the ones they propagate out to send a message. And so they're going to use these felonies, if they get that, to prosecute selective people, likely, to try to send a message to people that you should use real names on the internet.
They don't want people on the internet at all, frankly.
It's dangerous to them.
It absolutely. So they're, to some extent, they'd like, they would be just as happy if you never went on the internet.
I am just thinking through this Lori Drew case, and how many situations does this actually happen where there is nothing else the government can bag you for? What is the statistic that you break 10 laws a day without even knowing it?
I've heard it was 3 felonies. I haven't read the book that backs that up.
I've heard it float around.
I would not
so
be surprised.
I know I break several laws on a daily basis. Now, am I arbitrarily prosecuted? No, but if I stand up and I speak my mind and in front of a board of selectmen in New Hampshire, or if I make enemies suddenly, hey.
All of a sudden you get pulled over more
often. One more thing. Yeah. Great. One more thing for us to throw at you.
All of a sudden a zoning violation shows up at your house, that sort of thing. So this is what that allows them to do. Now, speaking of not letting people on the internet, Mark, it's because of the internet that Free Talk Live exists, basically.
True.
I mean, we could still be toiling away in a local radio station in Sarasota, Florida. But the reason why we exist in the way we exist now is because of the internet, because it allows us to connect directly to people. And the same thing with Ron Paul. Can you imagine what his campaign would be like today if there were no internet?
Like it was in 1988.
Yeah, you remember that, right?
No, I don't remember it.
Exactly.
I don't remember anything about it.
Well, you should have been old enough to remember. I mean, like, you were, what, like 17, 16 or something like that at that time? 88?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, so, I mean, you would have been old enough to be cognizant of a third-party campaign if it
made
a splash. But no one knew about that stuff. It's because
I knew about John Anderson, and I was significantly younger. I mean, I knew he was on the debate and stuff and that sort of thing. Certainly Ross Perot. So independent candidates came up on my radar, but not the
Ron Paul.
Libertarian candidate.
So Ron Paul, internet, huge for Ron Paul. It is what has made his campaign. And now there's more news about Ron.
Yeah, one other thing that made his campaign is his being in, 12-term congressman who has gotten the, he votes no. I mean,
he has
votes
a track record of doing what
so
he says. Yeah.
That's part of it. But, you know, we talked just a couple of days ago about him basically tying for first place in Iowa.
The caucus?
Or in a poll. Likely caucus voters.
Right.
So, essentially, Ron Paul, right now, if the caucus was held today, according to the polls, and you can't believe everything these polls say, but essentially tied for first. And that's a powerful, powerful thing. Secondly, it looks like a New Hampshire poll that came out here. Ron Paul's second in New Hampshire, right behind Romney. Romney's going to take New Hampshire.
Of all likely voters?
This is likely Republican voters.
That's probably the case. Likely Republican voters, because we don't have a caucus here.
Likely Republican primary voters.
Right, primary
and,
voters.
The fact is, Romney's going to take New Hampshire. That's the end of the story. It's who comes in second.
Well, I don't know. The Ron Paul campaign
is way in ahead.
They're going to bring a bunch of people in here to campaign. It's not over yet.
Nope.
See you tomorrow.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
TheEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigHeadPress.com.